Welcome to this special presentation of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Today we bring you Bishop Robert J. Brennan's homily from the Easter Vigil 2019 at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus. Here's Bishop Brennan. Enjoy.
So listen, I was checking my notes before the Mass began, and it says that the Easter Vigil is to begin after dark, and it's to be finished by the crack of dawn. So there's light at the end of the tunnel, literally. Brothers and sisters, are you not aware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him so that through baptism into his death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. We heard in that beautiful exultet at the beginning of our gathering tonight, those words, let this place shake with glory. Let this place shake with joy. Let this place shake with joy. Don't worry, Father Lump, we won't do any damage. Is this place shaking with joy? Indeed, indeed. Christ is risen. He is risen. He has conquered death. Once and for all, death has no power over him. But friends, what we commemorate tonight, what we commemorate right here, is not just a moment in history. This isn't a history lesson. Oh no. We proclaim, we celebrate a living reality. Christ, who rose from the dead, is alive today. Christ, who rose from the dead, walks among us today. He is in our midst. He is doing his work. He is saving us. Indeed, Christ lives. Christus vivit. Christ lives. But more than that, St. Paul reminds us that this event of Jesus' resurrection is about us as well. For indeed, we have been baptized into his death. We have joined with him in his death. And therefore, we too will live with him forever in glory. Pope St. Leo the Great puts it this way. It's not because of any deed of our own. It's not because of our Lenten observances, but because Christ associated with us, because he took on our flesh and died on the cross and incorporates us into his resurrection. And so Pope St. Leo the Great says, the body that lay lifeless in the tomb is ours. The body that rose again on the third day is ours. The body that ascended above all the heights in heaven to the right hand of the Father's glory is ours. If then we walk in the way of his commandments and are not ashamed to acknowledge the price he paid for our salvation in a lowly body, we too are to share in his glory. The promise he made will be fulfilled in the sight of all. Tonight, as we keep vigil in this beautiful cathedral, we look at God's promises in the past, but we look at those promises of God in a new light, through a different lens, now through the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He is alive. We see now in the mystery of creation, in the beauty and the power of the Exodus Passover through the Red Sea and through the call of the prophets picking God's people up when they've fallen along the way, we see our salvation, our new life, our hope. Indeed, if we have died with him, we believe that we shall also live with him. Indeed. So, tonight, we proclaim our salvation in the boldest of terms, in the most joyful of terms. And to you, who are being received into the church this night, we thank you. You invigorate us. You inspire us. You rekindle within us the joy of our Christian faith. Indeed, it becomes very easy sometimes just to meander through life, doesn't it? And even in our faith. But when we see you embrace this faith and make your promises, and when we see the power of God's Holy Spirit come upon you in confirmation, we are all lifted up. I thank you for your witness. And I thank you for accepting to place yourselves at the service of the gospel by the reception of his Spirit, the encounter with Christ, the risen Lord who pours his Spirit upon you and through you renews the face of the earth.
You've been listening to Bishop Robert J. Brennan's homily delivered at the 2019 Easter Vigil at St. Joseph's Cathedral in Columbus. We now rejoin EWTN's regularly scheduled programming already in progress. God bless and have a great day.